Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Doug and Jen and Victoria here at your service on your side, 7 minutes after the hour. The good news is the Federal Reserve expected to keep interest rates unchanged this week, deferring any possible increase till September or maybe even December, and maybe even not then. Depends on inflation. The meeting, which will be held, I think it's today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. These people get together, and it's anathema when you ever mention the Fed to some people. They've ruined our country. I don't honestly, I probably shouldn't admit this. I don't know what the hell they do. They set rates.
I don't either. So I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Who gave them the authority to set the rates for interest? It's not an actual federal department, even though the members get appointed by the president. And whenever they meet, everybody's, oh, this is going to be dangerous. This is going to be awful.
hunker down.
Yeah, right. It's like thumbs up, thumbs down. And the people in Wall Street are sitting on the edge of their chairs. And the people, you know, the 0% interest rate is great if you're buying a house and that sort of thing. It reminds me of maybe I'll make a little plug here for this program that guarantees you 8% yield on your money at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. You can check out the video there. It sort of flies in the face of the good news for people who are borrowing is that the rates are low. The bad news for people who are saving or trying to make some money on their savings is that it's hard to make it at 0%, but it's better for the economy, generally speaking, to keep interest low. So what I don't ever, the understanding here of this is how easily it's manipulated. And if your interest rate is practically zero, how come we have an inflation rate of between 2% and 3%? I've never really quite figured that out either. Why is there inflation if the interest rate is zero or close to it? Everybody wants a raise. Why do you want a raise? It's not costing any more to do anything, or is it? Look at the cost. Yeah, this is the other side, but now I'm getting to the dark side. What does it cost you for an airplane ticket? What does it cost you?
Rates have gone up.
Right. If you look at some things, they're much more expensive now than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 4, 10, whatever. But there are some things. Try to get somebody to do service work for you. Has nothing to do with anything other than the availability of the people to do it or not. And that isn't something that's hooked to whatever the interest rate is. But it just, I want you to think about this. It is good, and it's not so good. And then figure out how it impacts you. I know I'm not borrowing any money. You look at that. I just looked at a credit card statement the other day. Good God. The interest rate, if you don't pay the thing off, is 29% a month.
Here's the thing. If it feels like you can't afford something, you don't. Can't. I am no financial genius, but that's sort of how I live my life. If it feels like I can't afford it, then I try to stay away
from
it.
You're the only person who's ever said that out loud.
Right?
And everyone should think that, but you are the only person who's ever said that out loud.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if it feels like it's out of my league, it's probably out of my league. Like, don't go and buy the car you can't pay off or the house that you can't afford. Yep. I mean, at some point, someone's going to come a knocking to collect that money.
Who's that knocking at the door? Yesterday, we had a very important conversation about women's bras. And it was unfortunate that Jennifer was not here for that discussion.
But let me tell you, I know bras.
Somebody sent me something as a follow-up. A lady named Jane sent me a story about a woman in Florida who has, according to the rendering here, she has helped women's rights. A court ruling came down clearing this woman of disturbing the peace when she bared her breasts during a camp visitation in a state forest. Who decided women's breasts are more...
What camp in the forest?
Well, they were...
Nudie camp?
They were out camping. This woman and...
Yeah, sure.
Somebody were camping in the forest. And
was the naked couple in the lawnmower camping, too?
Yeah. Swing camping is what we call it.
Anyway, this woman's whole premise was... The court case was based on men and women being able to bear themselves. And the fact that the police who arrested her said she was obscene. So she went to court and said, how can my breasts be more obscene than yours, Your Honor? And apparently the judge...
See, there's a really fine line
there.
Here.
Is.
Because there has to be some sort of semblance of good taste, but how do you make the law arbitrate what good taste is? But if you're...
Well, it's who's offended. What's the community standard for offensive? You can never agree on a community standard for offensive.
If I can see your milkers and you're not milking, that's probably too much.
Really?
Remember that guy in the Target that freaked out at the woman who was breastfeeding?
Breastfeeding her, yeah.
Yeah.
That's always going on.
And that's what I mean. If you're not, if there's not a child attached, then it's probably
too much. This woman said this happened in 90-some-odd degree heat. And she felt that it was...
Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. Okay, I'm going to even tell you in Vegas. Here's the thing. I'm going to make a very big confession. Okay. I've been to the porn show, the CES show, Consumer Electronics Show, and the next door
is the porn show,
the AVN, the Adult Video Network Awards, and they have like a whole convention. I've been to that.
Coincidentally,
and
the
women
the same time
there,
as the CES?
Yeah, it does.
That's like nerd prom meeting. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm going to tell you that the women there are all naked except for the duct tape over the nipple area.
Really?
And so if that is what's considered good taste in Las Vegas, then this woman can suck it up probably and cover them up too.
Yeah, if that's classy for Vegas, then yes, I agree.
At least wear some nipple tassels. Come on.
Seriously, they wear like duct tape over their
That would be painful when you have to take that off later.
I know. And
I'm sure they're used to pasty pain.
Who doesn't have a stray hair around there? You rip that thing off, that's got to be
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Exploded.
Up next, the best beaches in America. That's up next here on Good Day, 14 past the hour.
Think green. Harris with you. Just off Key West, ancient sooty terns, which can stay aloft for years, have a one-shot plan at reproducing.
They make it well known that they're not ready to put down their feet, and the adult females lay an egg. They're about half the size of a chicken, and their egg is close to the size of a chicken egg.
Naturalist Deborah Hess.
So when you're flying around with something like that in your body, and you're a flying machine, it's necessary to get on the ground quickly and lay it. They make a scrape in the sand. That's all their nest is. The adults take turns raising the chick. They go on 12-hour shifts. The female will even fly out to sea to feed while the male watches the egg or the chick. And they fly out to the open ocean 50 to 75 miles to the Gulf Stream, where there's an abundance of fish on the surface.
Ancient birds from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who falls in love faster? Some say it's the female. They're more emotional. It certainly can't be the male. They're far too analytical. So who is it? Here's the social science of it. I'll probably get some email on this one. You see, there's evidence to suggest that men tend to fall in love more quickly than women. Or to put it another way, 1 out of 4 men believe in love on the first date, but it doesn't stop there. Not only do men fall in love more quickly, it takes them longer to fall out of love. Ask any divorce lawyer, it seems the man always believes, even after the divorce is granted, that he's still wanted by the female who just divorced him and dumped him flat. What's the chief psychological trick? When it comes to love, men may just be more vulnerable than women. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people take action when they feel physical pain. So why don't we approach mental discomforts the same way?
It's learned behavior. We're afraid to show weakness. But these symptoms may be early signs of burnout. How can you prevent it?
Don't fall into the superhero trap. Accept that you're only human.
Be realistic about what you can accomplish. Your goals should stretch you, but they shouldn't break you.
Learn to graciously say no to unreasonable requests from others. They're not trying to be too demanding.
But just say no when your schedule is already packed or when you'd have to put off something important for you to do something for them.
So set realistic stretch goals and protect your time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, you'd be happy to know that the police in Manchester, New Hampshire, decided that they also got to catch them all as they are using Pokemon Go for a different end. They want to use the game to catch bad guys. They have tempted fugitives with a Facebook post touting the sighting of a rare Pokemon in their booking area. They wrote that they would only grant a specific number of people access to the booking area to try and catch the Pokemon. If your name appears on the following list, you're one of the lucky ones. They wrote, come down to the station, capture Scheherazade. Hurry before Scheherazade leaves. No arrests have been made yet.
Do you realize the state of affairs right now?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Pokemon. Yeah, right. It's craziness. Somebody had a Pokemon event in a P.F. Chang's around here. I don't know why would they have it in a P.F. Chang's.
I was
looking for Pokemon
in
the broccoli.
Yeah, they're going to create Pokestop restaurants. So right. I guess Pokestops are where you can get all your new energy and like little balls to throw at the
Do
Pokemon.
Do we think that this is going to be around long enough to Pokemon? Make restaurants?
I don't know. But they're supposed to serve beer and snacks so that people can load up on energy and get their beer, I guess.
All right, time for a list of the best beaches in America. National Resource Defense Council monitoring these beaches. These are not in any particular order. These are supposedly the best beaches for summer enjoyment. Cape May, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Who's been there? I bet Victoria's been there.
I have not been there, actually.
Haven't you?
That's way, way, way. I grew up on the beach.
Way down, yeah.
So, and that's way far down, so I didn't really need to go anywhere.
Kara, you ever been there?
I have not. I normally just stick with Maryland beaches.
Yeah. Well, the Delmarva Beach is supposed to be neat. Let's see here. Jones Beach in New York. How's that?
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
Really?
How did
you
that make best
this?
Beach? Ew. It's
you.
Disgusting. Ew. The people
Venice
are gross.
Venice Beach in California. I thought that's kind of gross.
Yeah, Venice Beach is, right?
Let's cover it. National Research and Defense Council.
But it's not necessarily pretty and relaxing.
Yeah, what are we rating? How are we rating best beaches here? Because I generally think of like cleanliness and good water quality.
These are the good ones.
Right.
The worst ones, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is supposed to be. Key
Myrtle
West.
Myrtle Beach is beautiful.
And Puerto Rico. Everything in Puerto Rico is terrible.
Just the entire place.
Key West
the
entire is bad? Place, yeah. Why is Key West bad?
Are you
what
sure
are you asking? I'm just giving you the report
down.
Here.
I know. Is the list
turned
upside
the
down?
List upside down.
Okay. Upside down. Inside out. Prince Harry is talking about his mother. He said in a video released yesterday by the BBC that he wanted to destigmatize mental health problems, something that his mother was all over trying to help people with it, but they didn't talk much about their mother's death. And he says now he wished that they had, he and his brother, had talked to somebody about it because of their position as young princes, they were supposed to suck it up or buck up or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
He said he figured out it wasn't okay to suffer. But you gotta if you're gonna suffer, you need to talk about it. He said, "I'm not weak. This is not a weakness. Weakness is having a problem and not recognizing it and not solving the problem." I thought that was pretty pithy. Matter of fact, so this is on the BBC, an interview with Prince Harry. 21 after the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.